Good evening. Good to be back here with you again. I was thinking today, it's been exactly 1 year this month that we were with you last. How swiftly time passes. Many things have changed. Many things have happened in our lives. Some for the better, some for the worse. But there's one thing that hasn't changed, and that's the love of God. It's always the same. The Bible says He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's the reason we're here tonight, to tell you more of the love of God. Perhaps you're here without Him. You've never experienced His love in your life. Tonight could be that night when you can experience a love that knows no end, that hath no boundaries, God's love. It's a privilege to share with you again this evening from the Word of God. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me, please, to the 18th chapter of Luke. The 18th chapter of Luke, and I'd like to share with you a familiar passage of Scripture beginning at verse 35. Verse 35. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked, "What is this?" And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." And they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, "What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee?" And he said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Receive thy sight. Thy faith hath saved thee." And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to present your word again this evening. We pray that it might be presented in its simplest form, that even the youngest child can understand. Pray that you might speak through me, to me and to those that are listening here in this chapel and by radio tonight. And we realize that it is not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. We pray this evening that if there are those that are listening who know you not as their personal Savior, that they too, before this service is through, might come to know him to know who is life eternal. Bless your word now as we commit it unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tonight I'd like for us to think a little bit on the words in the 37th verse. Jesus is passing by. Jesus is passing by. In the verses preceding those verses that I read to you, the Lord Jesus is instructing his disciples that they must go towards Jerusalem. He was on a journey that would take him to the cross. This was the last time that he would pass this way that he was going. He was going toward Jerusalem and then to the cross to fulfill the Father's plan, to fulfill the purposes that he had come to the earth for. He came for one purpose and one purpose only. And that was to die on an old rugged cross to shed his precious blood for you and I. Many times we don't want to believe that that's true. We may ask the question, well, why would he die for me? Who am I? And it's a good question. Who am I? But this evening, he died because he loved every one of us. He died because the Scripture says he was not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He knew what was ahead of him. He knew that in a couple of days' time, he would be crucified. He would be on a cross of shame. He would be shedding his precious blood. He was given his life. But the scripture says, in the meantime, as he was going, and it's important here to notice that even in the midst of this final trip that he is making, the trip towards the cross, and this difficult moment, and we know that it was on his mind where he was going and what he was heading to. But yet, his interest is, and his interest forever will be, men and women, boys and girls, that need a Savior. That's his interest. That's his purpose of coming. That's his purpose for dying, so that all men everywhere might know him in a personal way and have a hope of eternal life living within their hearts and lives. We see as he's on this road, as he's walking this path for the last time, they near the city of Jericho. And here they meet, the scripture says, a blind beggar, a lost soul, a man without hope. This was not a by chance encounter. This was not a streak of luck, as one might say. Beloved, it's never luck where your soul is concerned. It's never luck. It's opportunity. And tonight, if you're here without Jesus Christ, you again have the opportunity to come to know him as your personal Savior. If you're listening by radio, wherever you are, you too have the opportunity to know him as your personal Savior, to get right with God, to make it right with your Heavenly Father, the one who loves you, the one who died on Calvary's cross. This is the moment in time of your life to find Jesus Christ as your Savior. I want us to look at several things about this man on this road to Jericho. Verse 35 indicates that his physical condition. He had a serious problem, the scripture says. He was blind. He couldn't see the light of day. That's an awful condition for one to be in. Could not see the light of day. He had to be led by others. He lived off the handouts, perhaps from those that passed by, those that were kind enough to give to him. He often stumbled, perhaps, as he tried to make his way from one place to the other. But most of all, he was a lonely man. He was a lonely man. And beloved, that's the condition that one finds himself in tonight when they are outside of the fold of Jesus Christ. Number one, we're blind. We're blind. You say, well, not me. I'm not blind. I can see all that I want to see. Yes. But do you see enough? Do you see enough? Are you just seeing the things of the world, the things that entice you, the things that control your lives? Or have you looked beyond that and you've looked in the face of Jesus that loves you? If you haven't done it tonight, you're spiritually blind. You're spiritually blind and you need a Savior. What a perfect picture of men and women today as they travel on, as they go on through life day after day, seemingly unconcerned about the lives that they live, living in nature's darkness, in sin, and being led astray by the wiles of the devil, by the things of life. And we see it all around us every day of our lives. We see the destruction that sin brings in men's hearts and lives. We see broken homes, broken families, ruined lives. Why? Because of sin. Because of man's unwillingness to submit themselves to the Lord Jesus Christ and allow him to open their blinded eyes. Allow the glorious light of God to shine forth into their hearts and lives. The Lord Jesus himself said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, I am the light of the world. He's all that you need. He's all that you need. No matter what you're looking for in life this evening, my friends, there is one thing that can satisfy, and that is the love of God. The love of God can fill your hearts and your lives. But sad to say, Satan has blinded the eyes of so many in this world in which we live. The Apostle Paul, writing in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who is the image of God, should shine forth unto them." If you're here without Christ tonight, your eyes are blinded by the things of the world. Spiritually speaking, you're just like this man. You're sitting by the wayside. You can't see spiritually what's happening around you. You don't know what's going on in life other than what you're involved in. You have no joy in your life. There is no peace in your life. You're being led by others that are leading you astray. And the things sometimes that you've given are no good. You're living off the handouts of the world that will profit you nothing. As we were studying this morning in our Bible class, the great man of all times, Solomon, came to that conclusion in his life that all that he saw in life and all that he did and all that he had, he said, it is vanity and grasping for the wind. You ever had a handful of wind? Try it sometime. Get out there when it's blowing and reach out and grasp for it, and then open your hands and see what you come up with. It's going to be empty. Nothing. Nothing. Empty lives. Broken hearts. Broken lives. Because of the fact that we're not willing to accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. You know, you might say tonight, well, I'm not blind. I have 20/20 vision. But the Bible says spiritually, a man without Christ is blind. And what we need tonight is not to get our eyes adjusted, but to get our hearts adjusted. We don't need to get our eyes adjusted. We can see all that we want and more than we can get with the eyes that we now have. But we need our spiritual eyes open. We need them adjusted. And we need them focused on the one that can do something for us that we can't do for ourselves, and that save our lost soul. Save our lost soul. This is the condition that this man found himself in. Do you find yourself in this condition tonight? As you sit here, as you listen over the radio waves, what is your condition of life? Are you away from God? Do you feel that you're living a empty, hopeless life? Do you feel that there is no one or nothing that can do anything for you? You're wrong tonight. There is one, and that one is Jesus. And there are many tonight that can testify to the fact that Jesus Christ has changed their lives. He's made something out of nothing. He's taken a broken heart. He's picked up those pieces and he's put it back together again and made a new life and a new person in Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you tonight, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter what condition of life you're in, he will do the same thing for you. He will do the same thing for you. When we look at verse 36 and 37, we see here the curiosity of this man. He was curious about what was happening around him. Sad to say, we don't see much of that in the world today. We don't see much of that about those that are blind. Many don't have the time for the things of the Lord. Many don't have the time to look at His Word. Many don't have the time to listen at His Word. Many never darken the doors of a church. They're not interested in the things of God until one day it's too late. One day it's no coming back. And then they want the things of God. But we won't find them. This man said, "What's the noise? Why so many people?" He sensed that there was something different about this crowd. And he asked the question, "What is this? What is this? What's happening? I wonder why." Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. The man that could make a difference in his life. The man that could open those blinded eyes. The man that could eliminate the need in his life for handouts. The man that could eliminate the need in his life to be led by others in the wrong paths and in the wrong ways. Beloved, that's the same one that's here in this service tonight, Jesus Christ. He's there, and He can make a difference in your life. He can do something for you that nobody else could ever do. He's done something for many tonight that nobody else could ever do. He's changed their lives. He's saved their souls. He's given them a hope of living with Him someday in heaven. And you can't find that in anything in life. No matter what you have, you cannot buy salvation. You cannot buy eternal life. You cannot buy that blessed hope and assurance that one can find of knowing Jesus Christ as our Savior and knowing we're going to live with Him someday. You can't in nothing of life. Only Jesus and He alone can satisfy that longing and that emptiness in your heart. And tonight, if you don't know Christ, don't tell me it's not there. I know better. It's there. For everyone that is without a Savior, there is an emptiness. There is a vacancy, a void that cannot be filled. And we try every avenue of life to fill it up. We try everything. We seek to go. We seek to do. We want everything that's possible in life to occupy our minds and to fill our lives, to fill that vacancy that exists. And what happens? It gets worse. It doesn't get any better. As we try the things of life, we go on seeking and searching, drifting further away from God. Beloved, this evening you need to try Jesus. You need to try Him. You need to understand Him. He is here. He's passing by. In something else we need to think too. It may be the last time. This was the last opportunity that this blind beggar would have to hear the words of Jesus Christ. Tonight, my dear friends, a solemn word to those who do not know Christ. This could be the last opportunity that you too have to hear the word of Jesus Christ. The last opportunity. Don't brag about your life. Don't brag about tomorrow. Don't brag about who you are and what you have. Don't look at yourself and say, I'm fit as a fiddle. I'm going to live for a long, long time. Nonsense. 2 seconds from now, you could be dead. Gone out into eternity without Christ, without hope. I've had 2 experiences like that I've been involved in. And it left a lasting impression on my life for all of life. I had a man many years ago sitting in the front of me, a relatively young man with 2 little boys, sitting in front of me at a PTA meeting in a school at Treasure Key. And that man, he became angry at what was happening in that PTA meeting. And I saw him when he stood up and had the opportunity to speak, and he didn't get a word out of his mouth. Not a word. He fell dead in the floor, right where I was sitting, almost in my lap. Beloved, it can happen. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how good you feel. It doesn't matter who you are. Nothing at all. What matters is that you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. What matters is that you grasp the opportunity as it passes by. And tonight, beloved, Jesus is passing by. He's there. He's in this building. He's walking down these aisles right now. And perhaps He's touching you on the shoulder. Perhaps there is a still small voice that's whispering in your ear. Now is the time. Now is the day. That is what the Scripture says. Behold, now is the accepted time. Tomorrow will be too late. Tomorrow never comes for many people. Will it come for you? Will it come for you? Or will you tonight grasp the golden opportunity that's presented once again to come and accept and acknowledge Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Don't say, I'll wait till tomorrow. Don't say, I can't because of what my friends are going to say. Don't say, I'll do something about it later on in life. I'm too young right now to get involved. Beloved, now is the time. Now, come now while the opportunity presents itself. Come and join this holy band and on to glory go. Yes, I admit there are many of us perhaps that you look at sometimes and you say within yourselves, I'm as good as they are. But that's not the point. The point is this, you, Y-O-U and you alone will one day stand before God. The Bible says that there is coming a day when every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You're going to look in His face. And what, and I ask this in all sincerity tonight from the depths of my heart, what will He say to you? What will your answer be? Will it be, enter into the joys of the Lord? Or will it be one at a later date when you bow before Him and you will hear Him say, depart from me. Depart from me. I never knew you. Oh, God, help that not to be your condition, I pray. Help that not to be the situation of your life, because you can rest assured you're going to stand before Him. You're going to look in His face. Tomorrow may be too late. Now is the opportune time. Now is the day of salvation. Jesus can satisfy that longing in your heart. He always does. He always does. You just have to come to Him. You just have to prove His word. You just have to submit your life to Him and say, all to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. And beloved, He'll take that life, whatever it may be, and He'll change it. He'll turn it around. He'll make it what it ought to be, not what we want it to be. And He'll do something for us that nobody can. Your mother can't do it. Your father can't do it. None of your family members can do it. Your preacher can't do it. We can't change you, but He can change your life and make you what He wants you to be. We look a little further down at this man as he cried as Jesus was passing by. And he cried saying in verse 38, Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And look at the response of Jesus in verse 40. It says, and Jesus stopped, stood still. Beloved, that's how much He cares about a lost soul. That's how much He cares about you and me and all mankind everywhere. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's the reason that He died. That's the reason that He was taking this final walk down to Jerusalem and then to Calvary. Because while He was on the cross, you and I was on His mind. While He was on the cross, you and I were on His mind. Yes, we might say that was 2,000 years ago. But listen, it was just as if it was yesterday. You and I were on His mind. And He wants us to love Him. He wants us to be saved. He wants us to live with Him. He wants us to have eternal life forevermore. He doesn't want us to live a miserable life. He doesn't want us to live in chaos and turmoil all the days of our life and then go out into eternity without Him into the everlasting fire, the Scripture says, that is prepared for the devil and his angels. Is that what we want? And the answer, I hope, is no. No. We want to live with Him someday forevermore in a place where there is no tears, where there is no sorrow, no heartaches, no pain. We walk on streets of gold, where the Lamb is the light, where there is no darkness. All is light. Don't you want to go there? This is what the Scripture says God's people will find when we get home. And oh, what a wonderful place it will be. Are you going there? That's the question tonight. Are you going there? I have to look out for myself. You have to look out for yourself. I have to stand before God for myself. You have to stand before God for yourself. What will your answer be? What will your answer be tonight? Jesus cares about you. He stopped and He looked at this blind man. And what did He say? Bring him to me. Bring him to me. The crowd wanted him shut up. The crowd said, old man, just keep quiet. He doesn't have the time for you. But Jesus said, no, bring him to me. Beloved, that's the way He looks at your life and my life tonight. Come to me. Come unto me in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18. He says, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Come now. Let us talk together. Let's talk about your life. Let's talk about the problems that you have. Let's have a grand conversation. Come. Let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Amen. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. The onus is on me, on you. We have to come. Jesus did it all. He paid the ultimate price. And now he gives the glorious invitation. Come unto me. Grasp the hour. Grasp the opportunity. He will save you. He will save you. Only come. Come now. Oh, beloved, tonight, the blind man acknowledged Jesus Christ. Jesus stopped. He said, what will I do for you? And he said, I want to see, Lord. I want to see. And Jesus said, receive thy sight. Thy faith hath made thee whole. You've got to have that desire in your heart. You want to see Jesus. You want to see him for what he is. You want him to make a difference in your life. And beloved, he can. There is no doubt about it. He makes a difference in so many lives. There are many here tonight whose lives have been changed by the power of God, who can tell you some marvelous stories of where they were and where they now are because of his love and his saving power. And this is what he wants to do with your life if you're here tonight without Christ. But you need to come. Don't delay. Now is the accepted time. Tomorrow may be too late. Oh, beloved, I pray tonight that you may have heard this word, that you may not just allow it to go from one ear through to the other and bounce off that wall on the other side, but you let it linger deep into your heart and life, and you think about it as you go home. The opportunity is now. Don't let it pass. You may not be here tomorrow. And where, oh, where will you spend eternity? Where will you spend eternity? Will you spend it with God? Or will you spend it in the caverns of the dam, away from God forevermore? Beloved, I beg of you tonight, not for my sake, because I made it right with God, but for your sake, make it right with God. Answer that all-important call. Come now, before it is too late. May God bless and challenge our hearts for his name's sake. Amen. Shall we pray? Father, thank you tonight for your precious word. Oh God, we know that it is not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. Lord, I pray that if there are those in our midst here and those listening by way of radio tonight, they've heard the word, Lord. They've been warned of the pending judgment. Oh God, I pray that wherever they may be now, as they're sitting here in this chapel, maybe they're in a boat somewhere, maybe in a car driving somewhere, maybe on a bed, Lord, and they've gotten some bad news in recent days. Oh God, may they turn to you, may they seek your face as this blind man did, and may they say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, save my soul before it is too late. We commit this service into your hands, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want us to sing number 133 in closing. And tonight, if the Lord has been speaking to your heart, I pray that you would have prayed that prayer. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and change your life. If you'd like to talk to me or someone else that you know that knows the Lord Jesus Christ, feel free to do so. Find him tonight before it is a day too late. 133. Let's stand, please, and sing the first verse and the chorus only, and then the service will be over. God bless you, and thank you for coming. 133.